There are no sanctuary campuses in Arkansas, but Jonesboro area Republican Representative Brant Smith says his bill will make sure it stays that way.
The primary purpose for the bill is respect for the rule of law, respect to the Arkansas taxpayers, and respect for the intended purposes of higher education in the state.
A sanctuary campus is a school that attempts to withhold undocumented immigrant students' information from federal law enforcement. Governor Asa Hutchinson, who has a naturalized Latina daughter-in-law, says he's reluctant to support legislation that would strengthen police scrutiny of immigrants' children on state university campuses.
To be in a climate of potential confrontation with campus police that's going to be knocking on the door and asking for your citizenship papers, I think that's something we have to look at very closely.
A separate bill has been filed to defund sanctuary cities that aim to shield undocumented residents. Angelina Lublin is originally from Argentina. She lives in North Little Rock and joined a protest at the state house last week.
Como que nos van a quitar el derecho. Yo pienso que son los derechos que nos van a quitar a nosotros.
She says sanctuary legislation denies Latinos a sense of tranquility in life and strips their human rights. Emmanuel Alvarez also protested outside a committee room. He says he's Hispanic and a retired U.S. Army infantry staff sergeant.
It's going to paint a target on immigrant students, you know, and not necessarily those. Even citizens already born here that just because they look Hispanic, they're going to be harassed in the classroom.
But Smith says his bill's intent is being misconstrued.
It really protects dreamers and undocumented students because I told them, and I've met with all these activist groups, please don't put your picture in the paper. Don't get your name out there. Just keep going to class, taking your courses, and graduating, and then go be successful.
Smith says he's still working on aspects of his bill that would hold faculty responsible if they take it upon themselves to shelter a student from federal agents.
If a faculty member does this, my question to that faculty member is, are you willing to feed and house? And if you don't have a restroom in your office, are you going to carry out a wastebasket every day?
A sanctuary cities bill has gained momentum in the Texas legislature. It would withhold funding from cities there refusing to cooperate with law enforcement. Arkansas Public Media will follow up next week on the actual legal capacity of universities in the state to protect undocumented immigrants and whether any intend to do so. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.